This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Special edition Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, who's soon going to go on vacation to Mesa, Arizona. Don't go, Todd! Don't
soon.
Go!
He's earned it! It's like a month away.
Yeah, I know. He's planning, though. He's planning. Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson with us here today on the program. And Senator Kevin Cramer, here for the whole Talk Radio Town Hall today. When I say whole, it's normally an hour on Fridays. And graciously... extended an invitation to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, and he has agreed to join us today. We have a few more segments of the pre-recorded portion of this. We started live and then had to, we started this interview actually at 8 this morning, and then Senator Craver will be here the last half hour to take your questions and comments on anything here today. We've been talking a lot about the hearing that Senator Ron Johnson held Monday, a second opinion on COVID, which has a million and a half views on Rumpel. There's also a consolidated version of this. It's all pretty amazing. But my big question is, when we talk about the intimidation of doctors, why is this happening? Why can't just, you know, whether it's early treatment, whether it's prevention, whether it is, why in the world is this so hard? And Senator Cramer ended talking about the science. Let's pick up at that point.
I don't know. Some of it's laziness, I think, on the part of some people. But I think a big part of it, Scott, is that this silence culture that we have now, this castle culture that has taken people with alternative views and shut them down. And that there's a certain stigma that comes with that people and professional people want to avoid, which is why the group that Ron has brought together, who has sort of rallied around Ron, is so important, because there's not one person on that roundtable the other day that doesn't have every bit as much credential as the people that are saying exactly the opposite, and yet their credentials are somehow diminished in the popular culture and the mainstream media, while somebody else's are elevated, and that's un-American, quite honestly. So I think there's a lot of things that motivated. Some of it's more innocent than other things, but certainly greed is a big part of it.
So next question for you guys has to do with something I think is very important, and that is that the patient-doctor relationship is so important, okay? And so I can trust my doctor. I've been talking a lot about this. And I asked Dr. Todd Schaefer about this recently. I said that but you're hearing, Ron, one of the comments from Dr. Peter McCullough is that doctors are intimidated. They're really intimidated. And so if I say I want a patient-doc relationship, I'm not getting the unvarnished opinion of that doc. Dr. Schaefer, president of Sanford West, said providers are getting it from all sides as well. They have to defend their positions to those that feel that vaccines are either not effective or haven't been studied enough. Most docs I know have done their research and feel comfortable with their positions. By far and away, the vast majority of docs who have looked at the research agree the vaccine is safe and effective. Not 100%, but no one has ever claimed the vaccine is 100%. Nothing in medicine is. We've never threatened adverse action to a provider. Again, because a very high percentage believe in the vaccination. Peers have educated peers, and there have been great discussions and debates among colleagues about the huge amount of data that is out there. That is the foundation of science, a critical look at the literature, coming to a thoughtful conclusion, and then discussing with professional colleagues. In my opinion, that is the latest in the anti-vax camp to fight the message of vaccination. We've switched the message from get the vaccine to talk to your provider. The rebuttal, however, has shifted from the vaccine does not work, has side effects, and went to the market too fast, to doctors won't tell you the truth because of intimidation. Too much polarization. So, Senator Johnson, on that point, 80% of doctors are intimidated, aren't giving you their unvarnished opinion, is what Dr. McCullough says. You heard Dr. Schaefer. Who's right?
Well, I've talked to doctors who have been intimidated. I've seen they've paid a very high price professionally, reputationally. for again, looking at the science and having a different viewpoint on these things. And doctors have admitted it as well. I think right now one of the biggest impediments to break this logjam is the fact that what Kevin was talking about a little bit earlier is the human tendency never to admit you're wrong. So the entire medical establishment, virtually the entire medical establishment, has been completely gung-ho on vaccines. They've been recommending it to their patients. So they certainly wouldn't want to admit that something they admitted, even if it's a very small percentage, might have harmed their patient. So there's a real reluctance to really look at potentially evidence of vaccine harm. When you take a look at their ignoring and, again, on part of some people, the sabotaging of early treatment using these cheap, generic, widely available repurposed drugs, I mean, the body count now is 900,000 people. Nobody who has been completely opposed to using these drugs is going to want to admit that, gee, if we'd been using these for the last 2 years, the body count would be a whole lot less. So they can't afford to be, they won't admit they're wrong. They can't afford to be proven wrong. And the fact of the matter is it's been the entire medical establishment. It's been the federal health agencies. It's been the complicit legacy media. It's been the complicit big tech social media that has censored this information, that has sabotaged early treatment. None of them want to be proven wrong. And unfortunately, they do have the power to make it very difficult to be proven wrong. But now that we're seeing that fully vaccinated, fully boosted individuals are still getting COVID, we don't have the data here in the U.S., but if you look to Israel, if you look to the U.K., even fully vaccinated, even fully boosted people are getting very sick and can die. So, you know, all the things that Fauci and Biden talked about, hey, if you get vaccinated, you're not getting sick. Well, it's not true. Again, I'm not anti-vax. I think the vaccine makes perfect sense for people that are elderly with certain comorbidities, but for five-year-olds, for two-year-olds, that makes no sense whatsoever, and we should have been more cautious in the application of it. But we weren't. And so, again, the people that weren't cautious, that went full speed ahead with an experimental vaccine, they will never admit they're wrong.
Well, I hope that the two of you would be able to get this simple question answered. I've asked it of our health officials here. They say it's a good question, but I don't have an answer yet. I asked Dr. McCullough, after your panel, I said, what percentage of COVID deaths or those hospitalized received early treatments? Okay, because that stat's everywhere. Boy, oh boy, look at the hospitals full of unvaccinated people. Jen Psaki, Biden's spokesperson, said this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I mean, they are shaming like crazy. So I want to know, of the people who died, whether they were unvaccinated or not, what percentage have early treatments? Dr. McCullough says it's 1%. 1%. Well, then, that doesn't mean the vaccine didn't save them. That means that somebody didn't think to have early treatment. Now, some of those obviously were too late. They waited too long. They didn't come in. But shouldn't we know that statistic of how many people died, of how many people hospitalized, received early treatment? Kevin, is that a crazy question?
That's an absolutely logical question that should not be hard to get. If you can't get it at a national level, we ought to be able to get it at a provider level because I know of many cases or situations where people went in, were not treated. In fact, they were told if they weren't bad enough to be put on a ventilator, they were told to go home. I mean, that's not treating a pandemic or a disease or any type of an ailment. And so I don't know how much of that's still going on, Scott. I mean, that's my other question is how much of that is still going on where they're not treated. I know of specific doctors when somebody's gone in and asked for a particular treatment have said, quote, I can't recommend it, but all of my patients that have had it have been satisfied with their results, and then that doctor will prescribe it. I mean, that's how absurd the messaging has gotten. And it gets to this other point I was making earlier that Ron articulated. This is why you posed the question, Scott. This is why you should talk to your doctor as opposed to, you know, follow a template from the CDC. Because every person, every circumstance, whether it's, you know, pre-existing conditions, age,
obesity, all of the factors that a doctor could consider that would know more about you than certainly than Anthony Fauci. Each treatment, each situation is different and ought to be treated differently. But right now we've got this liability bubble, if you will, that's called a vaccine, and I think people just have this tendency to go the easy route.
Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator Ron Johnson on the Talk Radio Town Hall. There's more. There's more to come. Isn't this amazing? Question from one of our listeners says, what are we going to do about big tech censorship? Very good question. I mean,
boy, that's a big question.
It is. It's really unbelievable when you think about what's going. Look at the corporate media and the big tech censorship. What they don't allow, what they don't report, is as dangerous as what they do and how they twist it. The border is the prime example of this. I mean, talk about an insurrection. Talk about,
Yeah, please.
Unbelievable. So anyway, more of this conversation coming up, and we'll wrap up with Senator Cramer live on any and all topics for you today. Get those questions in, too. Friday means personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Where else? It's what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata solid.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ron Johnson, pick up where we left off there before the break.
Well, I want to go to Dr. McCullough saying probably only 1% of patients got early treatment. That's probably pretty accurate because the NIH guideline to this day is if you test positive for COVID, do nothing. Go home, isolate yourself, be afraid. They added monoclonal antibodies, but now they've kind of pulled back on that because as the virus mutates and you get different variants, the
the current monoclonal antibodies aren't as effective against the variations as we're seeing with the vaccine. So the vast majority of people that get COVID, they don't get early treatment at all. Now, fortunately, the body's immune system is pretty fantastic, and 99.whatever% of most Americans survive it. And for most of them, about half are asymptomatic like myself. But it's for the people that are high risk that you really needed to get early treatment in the first 72 hours. And the reason doctors don't want to even explore it anymore or right now is because they are being threatened with their medical license. Now, there are plenty of examples. You know, Merrill Mass up in, I think it's Massachusetts or Maine right now, she's had her license pulled. Dr. Merrick in our panel got his hospital privileges revoked. In the video, by the way, his is a powerful testimony. He's a doctor from South Africa, 40 years of practicing medicine in critical care. So he's treating critical care patients, okay? He has a 50% less mortality rate than everybody else treating the hospital, and yet the hospital came and said, you can no longer use these drugs. So his hands were tied, and his testimony, he just gets visibly emotional. He said, so my hands were tied. I couldn't treat my patients. I had to sit idly by and watch my 7 patients die. Okay? That is the truth. That is the reality. And the other reality, there's a 38-minute highlight reel, okay, on Rumble and on YouTube. A nurse from, I think, Methodist Hospital in Houston talks about during COVID, there were only about 2 doctors at that hospital would actually go into the COVID ward to examine patients. They would have the nurses gown up, give them an iPad, and go in, and that's how the doctors would evaluate the patient. So, you know, let's face it, if you're a doctor in that hospital that would never go and treat a COVID patient, are you going to be all of a sudden talking about why you didn't treat patients? There's going to be an enormous desire to sweep all this under the rug, sweep 2 years worth of under-treatment under the rug, continue to say, oh, these, well, we didn't do it because they didn't work. I will be highly suspicious of any trial that comes on NIH on these drugs because, again, they don't want to be proven wrong. Yeah, I understand the consequences. For Fauci and Collins and Walensky and all these people and all this medical establishment, the medical journals, the media, if it's proven these drugs save lives, they can't allow that to happen. And they've got the power to pretty well assure it won't happen, which is why I'll continue to be attacked. People like McCullough will continue to be censored. And it's going to be hard to get this second opinion out to the American public.
It's not America. I have a text here from Representative Bill Twite, who is a warrior in the North Dakota legislature. Kevin knows the Twites and folks. And he wanted me to ask you this. He said, back in October 2021, I wrote what I then called the Right to Try Bill for North Dakota Hospital 1514. The bill was quickly relabeled by opposition as the Ivermectin Bill. The health industry, particularly the hospitals and others, fought all efforts against this. The revised bill passed, protecting the licenses of providers and pharmacists willing to prescribe and fill based on their professional experience. The hospital industry and associations escaped with a free pass, allowing them to continue legalized murder. How do we break their stronghold? There has never been as much government interference with personal health and welfare since Hitler's experimental trials or China's limitation of families. Where do we go from here? And thank you for your stand for truthfulness.
Well, you battle it with truth. You battle it with facts. You battle it with people that are eminently qualified, like I assembled that panel, and there are more. I wish there were a whole lot more. But you have to just hope that truth will eventually prevail over lies, distortion, suppression, and censorship. Again, I know what we're up against. I've been up against it for 2 years now. And I need to impress that point, that we are up against powerful forces who have not allowed early treatment for whatever reason, whether it's for, you know, putting money in big pharma or, you know, their own hubris and now they'll never admit they're wrong. Whatever reason, they can't afford to have the truth come out this stage. The body count is just so high. So we've got significant challenges. So it's got to be, everybody's got to be an evangelist for the truth. Spread that video far and wide. Make sure that all your friends, your family, neighbors see at least the 38-minute highlight reel.
As Scott can tell you, Ron, my wife, Chris, who you know, she has been an evangelist, and she has shared that video lots of times. I retweeted it myself. But I wanted to say something. I think this is a good time to say this, Scott. And as you know, you and I both are unapologetic about politics. What we, you know, as we combat this truth, and while more and more alternative voices are being canceled, truth does have a tendency to eventually break through. But one of the ways it breaks through is when Ron Johnson gets reelected and Republicans take a majority in the Senate and he becomes a chairman rather than just a ranking member. And same in the House when Kelly Armstrong's voice, and he's got a darn good voice as a minority member because he's so darn smart and speaks truth, that changes everything with these rascals. I mean, this administration and the executive branch have not had any scrutiny by the majority parties in our oversight role because, of course, the majority party in the House and the Senate are the same as the president's. That needs to change. A year from now, when Ron Johnson has a roundtable with all of these doctors, it's going to be a full-fledged, you know, Senate hearing as opposed to a roundtable that's being censored by YouTube, for example.
Let's talk about January 6th and what January 6th is being made into by this same cabal of, cancel culture. And, you know, it frustrates the daylights out of our audience. I was there. Many in our staff were there. I saw doors that I normally would walk in on a Saturday afternoon at the U.S. Capitol, guarded by two Capitol Police, have one Capitol Police there, who were very, very concerned. I was up late in the middle afternoon, I guess, while the rally of the president was still happening down on the ellipse, and the president was still on the stage, and there were already a handful of people up there who were the worst of the worst. What is the truth about what happened on January 6th, and what is Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the rest trying to make of it? What's going on here, Senator?
Which senator?
go ahead, Ron.
I've taken most of the heat on this one, so let me dive into it.
I've got another hour after we're done.
So I have been chairman of the Homeland Security Government Affairs Committee. So I was no longer chairman when we combined with the Rules Committee to hold a couple of hearings on this, and the committees did an investigation. You know, as far as it went, they uncovered some things, but they didn't even come close to asking the right questions. In the first hearing, I'd seen a 14-page eyewitness account written by J. Michael Waller, which I read segments of during the hearing, and I entered into the record, and I was immediately accused by Amy Klobuchar of being a conspiracy theorist. But there was J. Michael Waller, very, very knowledgeable. He teaches at the War College. He really went there to observe, and before he listened to any news, he actually wrote his eyewitness account. So it's very genuine.
More of Senator Johnson's answer on January 6th, plus Senator Kramer. As we continue, special talk radio town hall, Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Kevin Clinton.
A.J. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at HATandSons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday did not go well, a senior Ukrainian official told CNN. Amid disagreements over the risk levels of a Russian attack, a Ukrainian soldier was speaking with NBC News via a translator.
We're in good spirits, and we have no problems.
The White House, however, disputed the official's account, warning that anonymous sources were leaking falsehoods. They did state that Biden warned Zelensky an imminent invasion is a distinct possibility. An Android phone fleeceware campaign has been discovered that began nearly 2 years ago, involving Google Play Store apps that were downloaded at least 105 million times. Being called Dark Herring, the app sent worldwide users to deceptive web pages that signed the users up for reoccurring charges that averaged $15 per month. Thanks for listening in a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Let's let Senator Johnson answer the question on January 6th. Talk about expert witness from the War College related to, you know, what did happen and what didn't happen.
And very descriptive and standing the test of time, quite honestly. And he just described, you know, the vast majority of people in a very good mood. You know, they're patriots. You know, these are Trump supporters. They are God-fearing, country-loving, law enforcement supporting people that never even think of breaking the law. That was the vast majority of people in D.C. that day. But there were, he identified about four groups of people dressed similarly, very determined. He called them provocateurs. I keep referring to them as agitators. And I think, as I've seen some other videos, you know, his eyewitness account is looking pretty accurate. I sent my investigators in to review some of the videos. We determined that over 300 people entered the Capitol through a door that was open from the inside on the West Terrace. That's, you know, 300 out of about 800 people. So about 40% just walked right in. There's no battle. Now, both Kevin and I, the day we condemned the violence, I mean, the repugnant, repulsive racial slurs, okay, that was repugnant. We reject all forms of violence. But there's much more to the story that is not being told, and I'll close on this note. The reason I pushed back immediately on thousands of armed insurrectionists is it just wasn't true. That's not what an insurrection would look like. We wouldn't have been able to reconvene within 6 hours if there really were thousands of armed insurrectionists. But the reason that took hold, that phrase, is the people, Nancy Pelosi, responsible for Capitol security, I mean, how can you hold her responsible for the Capitol breach, which never should have happened with adequate manpower and security? How can you hold her responsible if there were thousands of armed insurrectionists that people had to deal with? So, no, there's a much greater story to be told. Those of us that try and tell the truth about it, that ask the relevant questions, again, just get tacked. I've been called a racist before. You know, I don't know quite how they, put that tag on me, basically by telling the truth on January 6th.
Senator Johnson, it's been a great pleasure having you on the program today. So glad that you accepted Senator Kramer's invitation to join on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
I really did hope I can come back, and it's Ron Johnson for Senate.com. I'm going to need everybody's help and support to retain this U.S. Senate seat.
And Senator Kramer, you've already heeded the call for supporting us.
I have, and I will continue to, and I'm certainly doing my part in double-maxing, Ron, so thank you for stepping up. Thanks for joining us, and, of course, I'll see you back at the factory.
Take care. Stay well.
All right. Bye-bye.
And, Senator Kramer, that was incredible. Really was incredible. So thank you for lining that up.
You know, the problem with Ron leaving a half hour early, it's a little bit like when I used to play high school basketball in Kindred, and Coach Crassus would put me in with 2 minutes left and a 30-point lead and say, try not to screw this thing up. you know, it's what you left at the last half hour here, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, really incredible. It is. Questions or comments? Welcome from our listeners today for Senator Kramer on this or any topic, for sure. And the first one's from Jeremy in Minot related to COVID questions. Go ahead, Jeremy, you're up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550.
Well, first off, I got to say, I wish I could have talked to Ron Johnson, because me and my friends have been echoing what he said on Monday for 2 years. You guys are trying to figure out why. Why are we doing this and forcing vaccines? You should go on DuckDuckGo and look up Bill Gates' depopulation. We get down to the ultimate population by good vaccination. He says it. You should look into that, Kevin. And the next thing I'm going to say is I've tried to get a hold of you. My friends have tried to get a hold of you, Kevin, by email, by phone call. I've even met with Caitlin, your gal here in Minot, on topics before. You don't answer back. I'm a bit disappointed. I voted for you. I got a text, somebody knowing I'm on hold since this show started to talk to you. And, like, this is your legacy today. Starts right now. I know if you listened to the whole COVID 2-hour, 5-hour session there Monday, they're killing people. They're using Remdesivir. And I know for a fact they're doing it here in Minot. It's happening. I'm so tired of watching what goes on in Washington. You said in one show, it's too bad people don't watch C-SPAN. Well, I'm that guy. And I watch you follow Mitch around. I watch other senators fight for me here in my family in North Dakota. So I'm asking you to get a hold of me. I'll give my phone number if you choose after this. And help me start in Minot so my family can know that they're going to Trinity. And maybe we live, maybe we don't. What if this is what they're doing with COVID? Is this what they do with cancer? Let's find that out. But really look into that Bill Gates thing. Then Dr. Fauci, if you want to do something for me, spray him with holy water. See what happens. Anybody that does that to puppies might be the Antichrist. I'm not sure. So my question to you is, if you've really seen all that, what do we do moving forward, sir?
So that was a lot. I'm not sure what all some of it meant, but I'll try to answer the last question. And Caitlin's a young woman, professional woman, and I'll touch base with her as well to find out, you know, how to get a hold of you or you know, what next steps should be for whatever you've been calling about. But that said, what we do going forward is, remember what we said during the show earlier when Ron was on, scrutiny of the administration. This is why one party rule granted we'd love to have all Republicans, all conservatives in both chambers and in the White House, but our founders created three co-equal branches and self-governance and a House and a Senate because they didn't want concentrated power. Right now there's this concentrated power, which means there's not a scrutiny and oversight. Ron, you heard Ron talk a lot about the oversight role, and that's a role that he has played very, very effectively, and both, by the way, with both Republican and Democratic administrations. Because in many cases, what you're up against, remember, Dr. Fauci was also in the same position under the Trump administration, under President Trump, as he is under President Biden. Now, although I will say President Biden has given him a whole lot louder megaphone than President Trump did. That said, politics matters, and so this is why, you know, Ron becoming a chairman and having, instead of a round table, an actual hearing where you put people under oath is really, really important. So you'll continue to hear what you're hearing from Ron now, from me now, from others that are trying to sound these alarms. And at the same time, when there's a different majority and there's the in fact, I would even suggest to you, because I've done it, talk to Kelly Armstrong as well about this, because he's almost certain to be in the majority in a few months, in less than a year, at which time you're going to see a very rigorous oversight and lots of oversight hearings. And these people are going to be hauled in front of oversight committees and placed under oath. And by the way, Republicans have already sent to these various agencies do not destroy orders. In other words, you know, making sure that they can do everything they can to get the information, the documents, the type, you know, to subpoena the type of information and history that exists after they get the majority. So I think you're going to see a pretty rigorous
fight when, you know, when the numbers flip. But in the meantime, we still need to sound the alarms so that the case is being made and people are being heard. And I also want to say one other thing about this, because I think Ron's an optimistic guy. While he's a passionate guy and he's a fearless guy, he's also an optimistic person. And I like the tone that he strikes because he believes, like I believe, that truth does prevail. Sometimes it's an uphill climb. Sometimes it's got to knock through a few walls and over some barriers. But if we keep speaking truth to power, it will prevail. The problem is in a pandemic, the consequences of every day are so great.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. If you want to hang on, we'll get your number and pass that along. Sounds like you've already had contact with Senator Kramer's office, but we'll just double-check there. So, Daniel, if you could grab Jeremy's number, that would be good. I'm still lost on puppies and holy water, but I guess we'll save that.
I was confused by a lot of it.
Save that for another day. Texter says, ask the senator about the Ukraine and what do we need to do to prevent an armed conflict.
Okay, so I appreciate the question. I think we're going to. I still have hope that we will, that Vladimir Putin will bluff, that he's bluffing. But one thing we have to do is have a much more consistent, strong message of unity coming from the United States, first of all, and then from our European allies, NATO especially, which I think is starting to gel more than it was earlier. And we have to mean what we say by backing it up with action. So, you know, this could take a long time, but, you know, we've been working on sanctions packages in Russia for quite some time. And we had a sanctions bill a couple of weeks ago that failed. It got 55 votes, so it got, you know, a few Democratic votes, and I think all but one Republican vote. I think Rand Paul voted against it. But we had 55 votes, but we needed 60 to issue sanctions on Nord Stream 2 pipeline, because a lot of this is about energy, right? And so that failed by 5 votes. Democrats have a similar bill, except that the sanctions don't kick in unless and until Vladimir Putin invades. And then even then, it gives the president a lot of leeway on making determinations. There's a bipartisan group working together to bring the ideas of a Ted Cruz type of a bill. Jim Risch, the chairman or the ranking Republican on foreign relations, and Marco Rubio, along with Bob Menendez, Gene Shaheen, and Democrats. There's a group working together to meld all of that together and to find something that not just 55 senators can vote for, not even just 60. And I've said all along in multiple formats in the last forums the last week, we need a bill that 100 senators can support. And it won't be what everybody wants, but it'll be enough to send a strong enough signal of unity, bipartisan, from the United States, and start those sanctions right now on people like Vladimir Putin, institutions and financial groups that fund these things. Now, remember, one thing we have to remember is sanctions do splash back a little bit. When you issue financial sanctions on a country as large as Russia, you know you're going to disrupt some commerce along the way. And so we have to try to be as targeted as we can be, but we cannot tolerate the spread of communism in Europe again. We need to continue to send lethal weapons systems. We need to continue to advocate for our allies to do the same, and several have. We do have some advisors on the ground, as you probably know. In fact, we have a couple hundred National Guardsmen from Florida in Ukraine right now, but we're not going to be fighting a war with American men and women.
20 seconds left. The North Dakota farmer we talked about last week, Kurt Groshans, chance you get him home as a result of the evacuation of Americans being called for by the State Department?
It's the number one thing I've been working on for ever since I was in Ukraine, really before that, but I visited him, of course, when I was there, and been in constant contact with he and his family, our embassy, as well as the Ukrainian government, trying to do everything we can to get him loose and get him home.
Short break. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer and your questions or comments. A whole boatload of texts to get to here. And a couple calls still coming in. So last chance, quick questions, quick answers. Final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall today after a two-hour special edition. Man alive, covered a lot of ground today. We'll continue after this.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience, 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet safe ice melt is $8.99, balsa blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for 2 men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mind, powered by SchwanDeerGMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime. Right now, the financing rates are some of the lowest, like, ever. This is an excellent time. Buick GMC, and of course, those used vehicles and a lot, most of those as well, have that lifetime powertrain warranty over 75 on the lot now. Shop, click, drive, and you can check it out at SchwanDeerGMC.com.
Texas says Jeremy was referring to Fauci doing testing on puppies and the holy water. Fauci is the devil. Okay, I remember the puppies.
And puppies, that monkeys, whatever.
That's horrible. No doubt about it. But holy water. I'm Catholic, so I get that. I don't know. I just think let's just keep exposing the truth and fighting for the truth, and we're going to win here. Texter says, and let's go really quick here, if you can, Senator Kramer, on the answers. I emailed you regarding the alarming pace China's gobbling up American farmland and getting legislation in place to stop this. Can you respond to that today?
There are a lot of people looking at it, obviously. I don't know of any legislation as yet because I'm not sure that everybody would support stopping it, to be honest with you. So there's a lot of research going into it, or a lot of investigation going into it. I personally have no problem cutting China off, and I know that sounds aggressive, it sounds dramatic. And as you know, there's some fairly significant Chinese-related investments taking place in North Dakota that a number of people are gung-ho about, and some of us are a little bit concerned about. So we're not all of one mind on this. So we want to make sure we do our due diligence for sure.
Quick question, Kev.
Well, and Kevin, is it that big of a problem? I mean, a quick search says that 0.02% of America's roughly 3.6 million square kilometers of total farmland is owned by the Chinese. So I don't know that they're gobbling up millions and millions of acres, are they?
No, but every time you hear of one big chunk being purchased, it becomes pretty big news.
Right.
And it's not insignificant in the sense that, you know, it does set off a little bit of a red flag, a little bit of an alarm, and we want to make sure that one thing, what we don't want to do is wake up one day and find out it's 10% or 5%. Right. Or even
I would tell you, though, I'm as worried about Bill Gates buying it up as I am China.
Right.
There's that, too. Yeah, there's that, too.
Let's see here. Banking committee question. Once the Fed starts raising interest rates, are we going to see rates like we had back in the 80s because of inflation?
See, it's a really important point, and this is why I wish the Fed wouldn't have been so dovish a year ago when we were already warning them about this. They could have had usually, Scott, when you wait too long, by the way, similar to the pandemic, when you wait too long for the solution, usually the solution has to be much, much worse. My hope is, and my belief is, it won't get to that point. But even yesterday's announcement from Fed Chair Powell, and I know him quite well, and we talk about this a lot, is in March we're going to probably raise rates a little bit unless something changes. They keep sending the signal to the market, but they aren't pulling the trigger. And I worry, frankly, that they've waited so long that it's going to take a little more effort than it would have if they had done it earlier. But at least we're starting down the path a little bit. But now we're so addicted to stock markets being sort of the symbol of an economy. And I keep saying, no, there's a real economy out there that's got to be more important than the stock market and corporate earnings, which aren't unimportant. But the family is the ones paying the price for inflation. And we've got to target that problem. That is the number one mission of the Fed is price.
Caller's been waiting a long time. I want to get two in here before we're done. Corey, Central North Dakota for Senator Kramer. Go.
Good morning, Senator Kramer. This is Corey Hart, and I'm a farmer rancher in Central North Dakota, run a feedlot with my sons.
Mm.
And Senator Hovind is on the Ag Committee, and he has signed on to the country of origin label known as COOL. Why haven't you signed on? With U.S. being the great country it is, and the most urgency ever in history to secure our own energy, food, and security. Everything that we buy in agriculture has a label on it. Why can't be? And what type?
Well, there's nothing that.
I want to just piggyback on another comment on this. North Dakota cattle producers would love to see Senator Kramer sponsor SB 2716. The M-Cool bill for beef and pork, like Senator Hovind has. Chicken, turkey, lamb, nuts, fish, and many other foods enjoy having country of origin labeling. Cattlemen and women deserve to have it on their products, too.
And there's nothing that prohibits them from doing it. In other words, if you want to market your product with a red, white, and blue flag, you know, born, raised, fed, slaughtered, packaged in the United States, that's all allowable. It's not mandated. But there's also not prohibited if you want to market that way. But here's the bigger problem, Scott, and you know this as well as anybody knows this. There are at least as many cattlemen that oppose M-Cool as support M-Cool. And what we've been trying to do, and Senator Hovind included, and while he's on that bill right now, I'm not. He is on the Ag Committee. I hear from everybody, as many people that oppose it in the industry as I do for it. What we need to do is get the sides together to come up with some sort of a compromise that has that will have a strong impact on the ability to market. What I prefer to do is to knock down barriers to entry for competition. There are serious antitrust
investigations being done on the Packers who set the price and have far too much of a monopoly, and that would have a price impact. But for now, I'm cool. I continue to look at it, listen to all sides, but I don't want to jump on something when there are at least an equal number of my constituents that oppose it.
All right, a question from one more caller after the break here, which you're going to have to wait till Monday to hear, from Grand Bismarck, and then a quick text. But Senator Kramer, thanks so much today. Senator Ron Johnson, thank him too. This was just this was great. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take a quick break on What's on Your Mind. After the show, question from Grant and a text, and then we'll let Senator Kramer go.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.